Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As we all know, Melania Trump, the first lady, randomly decided to appear in public for the first time in over a month just the other day. And it happened that that coincided with the Natalie Harp story really blowing up. Us learning about the letters and actually getting pictures of the full letters Natalie Harp was leaving for Donald Trump, things like, you're all that matters to me, and learning these intimate details about how far she was willing to go and still is willing to go to be close to the president of the United States. So, Melania Trump, the White House, they cook up a PR plan. They're like, we'll bring Melania in, she'll speak at a Rose Garden event, she'll be pictured holding hands with the president, it'll be all good. Well, it's over already. They quit. They did it one time, and they're like, Melania's like, I can't stand this. I hate this guy. I'm done. Melania hits Trump with new major snub. A White House official has confirmed today to NBC News that the First Lady is not planning to attend the GOP's midterm convention next week in Dallas, which is pretty huge because Donald Trump is going to be there for 2 days. I'm actually going down to Dallas to do some content of my own. Some debates, if you will. I can't get too much into it right now, but you will learn more about it, especially if you check out my YouTube channel down below. But this is also a big deal because a lot of Republicans apparently are preparing to snub, for lack of a better word, snub this event. They are trying so desperately, and we have the reporting, to kind of distance themselves from Donald Trump because he's so unpopular and they need to win their midterm races. And so they're trying to draw this fine line where they're basically telling the White House and Donald Trump, I'm not coming to your RNC midterm event. And it's obviously because they don't want to be so directly tied to him, but they're probably telling the White House and the cult leader, I have other stuff going on. Please don't be mad at me. So not only will Trump probably not be joined by several of his Republican colleagues potentially, but he will not be joined by his wife, the First Lady. Is the First Lady his wife? That's a good question. We're going to get into that in a second. If you remember, this was the other day at the Rose Garden. Take a listen.
Good afternoon. I heard you missed me. Here I am. Welcome to the White House.
I heard you missed me. Trying to kind of poke fun at the fact that everyone was like, hey, Natalie Harp's around so much. Where's the First Lady? I don't think it landed very well. We're going to get into her approval rating in a second. It's not very good. If you've made it this far in the video, do me a favor, hit like, hit subscribe, share this video out. I obviously am not Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. And Adam has been traveling so much. He's working on this debate show that's here in Chicago that he has a whole team working on behind the scenes, editors and people making thumbnails and all the logistics that go into that and being on CNN and being on whatever other podcast. He was in Los Angeles. That kid works harder than anyone else I know. And so if you appreciate the work that he does, the team behind the scenes to get all of this together and get you guys so much great content, it would mean a lot to me for his sake if you hit like and subscribe and share the video out. This was today on Piers Morgan. Jennifer Welch, speaking of who is actually Donald Trump's wife, arguing with Piers Morgan about Natalie Harp, because that probably is who Donald Trump's wife is. At least she is certainly obsessed with him. Take a listen.
You've also gone after, I would add Natalie Harp to this, who you've called a bunny boiler, because I know Natalie a bit, right? Natalie Harp, from my experience, is incredibly hardworking employee at the White House who works with Trump and, to me, has done nothing wrong to deserve the appalling attacks on her. Do you not, again, as a pro-woman person, as you claim to be, do you not feel a bit like uncomfortable about targeting Natalie Harp, who's just an assistant
working long hours, not even remotely uncomfortable.
Really?
Not even remotely uncomfortable. I stand by it that she's a bunny boiler, because we have a regime every single day that goes out and tries to erode civil liberties, that is tearing down the institutions of this country. They are gender washing fascism. They are using their gender to send a message to women that we will gender wash this. This will make it okay.
But she is literally just posting things she's told to do by her boss. That's her job.
Well, you know what? She has agency and autonomy. The Republican Party is the party of personal accountability.
But did
and
you
for
go
me,
after? Did you? Did you publicly call Barack Obama's female staff bunny boilers because they publicly?
No, because they didn't send batshit crazy letters to him.
But that's the point. I would say you don't. A, you don't know what correspondence went on between Obama and his female.
I do. I've seen it.
Actually, you don't. You don't, actually.
Oh, not Obama's. No, I haven't seen it.
Right.
Of course,
so my point is, you're making a supposition you don't know the answer to. But secondly, it wouldn't have crossed your mind to attack Obama's female staffers in that way.
Listen,
but it doesn't. You don't hesitate.
If somebody wrote those letters about Obama, they went bananas about the tan suit for 2 weeks. If he had an aide that wrote those bunny boiler letters to him, I don't know if the ERs in New York could contain the Fox News blood rates. It would be wall-to-wall coverage. It was a day or two cover here. You mean everything in the world to me. And then there's the picture of her sprinting after him. I mean, he's a weird-ass guy. This is the party that lectures everybody about family values. And Melania, in her documentary, made sure that the world knew, I don't sleep with this man. I say goodnight to him. I go to this bedroom.
She didn't
he
say
goes
that.
To this bedroom.
She didn't say
she didn't
that.
Say that.
You just made
she
that
showed
up.
It. She no, she showed it in her documentary.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She went.
I mean, I just have to say, Jennifer Welch did an incredible job here. And Piers Morgan, what are you talking about? Why are you trying to make these equivalencies? Again, obviously, we don't know the correspondence between Barack Obama and any type of aides, but you know, we have the letters from Natalie Harp. That's why she's a unique case, because she's sending insane letters to her boss. She's hopping in the back of SUVs that Donald Trump is in when she doesn't have a seat in the SUV because she has to be so close to him. She's clearly deeply infatuated, in love with him, whatever the word is. Psychologically, she is not well. I have no idea why you're going on this weird thing about, well, technically, we don't know if this happened to anyone else. It's like, what? It's a logical fallacy. You can't prove a negative. You know, your is that the phrase, right? Prove a negative or prove a double negative? Someone in the comments knows what I'm talking about. You can let me know. But killer job here from Jennifer Welch. I have no idea why Piers Morgan wants to take that angle. The Daily Beast, obviously, again, publishing the letters of the 35-year-old aide. One of them, you are all that matters to me. I don't ever want to let you down. Thank you for being my guardian and protector in my life. And also, to Jennifer Welch's point, if this was a Democrat, if this was Barack Obama, she's absolutely right. I think we would watch Fox News hosts live on air melt. Like, their faces would literally melt. They'd be so angry. The Fox News servers would overheat. The cameras would overheat because they would never get off the air. They wouldn't. It'd be 4 a.m. breaking news coverage. They've been up 24 hours talking about, oh my God, the brown man is doing illicit things in the white. Like, you know exactly the type of racist garbage they'd spit if this was Barack Obama. But Donald Trump, you know, it's a 1-2 day thing for the media. This is a video of Donald Trump watching Kamala Harris at the 2024 convention, watching her speak, I should say, on TV at the DNC in 2024. And look who is next to him. This video recently being unearthed and people looking harder at it. Look who's next to him, so close to him, helping him type every word.
Too many, thank you.
It's about 20.
That must be 35.
She's traveling from India to California with an unshakable dream to be the scientist.
How many people are watching?
Can we tell how many, Dan? How many people are watching?
She's talking about how great San Francisco was before she destroyed it. A lot of talk about childhood. We've got to get to the border, inflation, and crime.
He's not proposing a single policy, not one policy.
Harris's biography won't lower your prices at the grocery store.
Or at the pump.
But they're putting veterans out on the street, so.
33,000 homeless veterans.
Got you. Okay, send these out.
The things of which she complains. The things of which she complains. Of which she complains.
In many ways.
And I will mute this just so we can kind of talk for a second. But you see, they are right next to each other. The entire time, Donald Trump is like practically shoulder to shoulder with her, touching her shoulder, and every word she's helping him type. She's kind of, look at the way she looks at him. Every time she looks at him, she's kind of like, she's clearly infatuated with him, clearly infatuated with him. And so much so, he's asking a question to her. She's looking at someone else, asking the question, getting the answer, and then giving it to Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not even talking to other people in the room in this clip. He's talking to her, and if someone else needs to be talked to, they can communicate practically through Natalie Harp. At least that's just this minute and a half. Absolutely effing insane.
New breaking details about Trump's fiercely loyal personal aide, Natalie Harp. Our Kristen Holmes reporting tonight that Harp is physically close to Trump at all hours of the day. Sources also telling Kristen that Harp once jumped into the trunk of a vehicle in Trump's motorcade when she was told there was not room for her to travel with him to a hearing in a New York City courthouse.
I mean, that is absolutely insane. This obviously should be talked about. And to Jennifer Welch's point, you are gender washing fascism. This idea that somehow talking about this is misogynistic is so ridiculous on so many levels. And it's so clear that Melania Trump does not want to be around Donald J. Trump. We see Natalie Harp more often with Donald Trump than we do Melania Trump, than we do Barron Trump, than we do literally anybody. And that is not an exaggeration. The Daily Beast here doing a great job. I just want to scroll down and show you how often we are seeing Melania. Melania's 2026 workload. That's actually a really good graphic. How's the First Lady schedule been so far in 2026? As of September 2nd, 2026, the day she's been seen in public this year is 40 total. 40 total. Like, she clearly doesn't like the president. And I have no idea what else she's doing all day. It's not like we're seeing her on camera other places. She's probably bitching and moaning about how much her husband sucks. And so lastly, I want to say about Melania Trump. This is from a few months ago in April, and I'd be very curious when or if there's going to be new polling on this. But she's really unpopular with the American public. It's actually pretty surprising. Take a listen.
American people really don't care for Melania Trump. Take a look at this. All right, let's take a look at Melania Trump's net favorable ratings. Look at this. The lowest ever. The lowest ever. We're talking about now 12 points underwater. If you go back a little bit more than a year ago, she was 3 points above water. You go back at this point, about this point in term number one for Donald Trump. Look at that. She was 30 points above water. So at this point, historic lows for Melania Trump. These numbers are absolutely awful.
One of the questions is why? Why the shift now? But also, I guess, you need to look at this always in the historical context of how does she line up against other first ladies?
Yeah, okay. If we look at this historically, the worst ever at this point in term number two. Look at this. We got her at 12 points underwater. Look at the rest of these first ladies on the board right here.
I mean, this is absolutely nuts. Not only is this a huge flip, plus 30 to minus 12, so that's 42 points. But you also have, look at this, this is an insane graphic. Melania Trump minus 12. You have Michelle Obama plus 42, because she's magnificent. She's amazing. And then the rest, nobody is below 20, not even close. And she is minus 12. She's so unpopular. She's never to be seen. And Natalie Harp has taken the limelight. I guess the White House, they tried the PR play once, and then they gave up. They gave up. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here for Adam Mockler, so make sure you're subscribed here. Check out my YouTube channel down below. Happy Friday. Happy Labor Day weekend. With all that said, I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.